Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
This show's for Whitney.
I want to be a drag queen now.
Do you need Big Fatty? Come on,
no,
Rick.
I do not need Big Fatty.
Do it naturally. I'm every woman.
Every woman.
It's only me. You sing it, James LeRoy.
Right. Boom, 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 boom. We're in a gay club.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Oh, whoops. I'm not very good at this fading stuff, so we're just going to go, hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy.
By James, you've changed a little.
A lot.
I don't know. I think they have the same.
Got my boobs done.
No, I actually think you have the same similar cup size.
Oh.
You've seen those.
Thank you for downloading Foul Monkeys. This is episode 405. Today's Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012.
It's a very ashy Whitney Wednesday.
It was. And you know what's weird?
Racist.
Hey, it is Ash Wednesday, and this is our Whitney tribute.
Poor Whitney. We're probably going to play a couple songs. Let's see. Let me pause this first so that if I do turn up the volume, then it's not playing. So, she's been dead, what, a week now?
Yeah.
Almost a little over a week. Poor Whitney. I did not see it coming. I mean, I knew she was a train wreck. And I knew she was trying to come back, but I did not see this coming. I don't know.
You sound really, really upset.
I was so upset. The next day, I had to go on piratebay.org and download every single CD of hers.
You mean iTunes?
Yes, iTunes.
Purchased all of her albums.
And that's really expensive.
But aren't you worried about Bobby Christina?
Not so much. I think she can handle her own. I think... Hopefully her mom left her some money, but hopefully she doesn't go through it like her mom did.
Oh, well, even her mom didn't leave her any money. She had, you know, she had life insurance.
That's true.
And, you know, she didn't commit suicide.
Yeah, but they said she was in a lot of debt, though. Like the record label was like forwarding her money.
Yeah.
But of course, life insurance isn't there when, I mean, it's after you die. So.
And if she had a couple giant policies...
I got a couple of giant policies.
Yeah, I'll never forget the day that she dies. It was the same day that my dad was buried.
Aww. That was the end of Death Watch 2012.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was that morning. Death Watch 2012. Brought to you by Whitney Houston's Drowning.
I don't like this anymore. Aww.
No, but that morning, I was like, oh. I guess I'll never forget what day my dad had a service on since Whitney died.
Wit.
That's like, I'll never forget the day that Farrah Fawcett died.
Why is that?
Because Michael Jackson died at the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died earlier and then he stole her thunder and went and died.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same day.
Oh my God.
But it was expected of her because she had cancer.
I also remember the day when Princess Diana died because I was at a confirmation camp for church. I think I was the youth leader.
Oh, my God.
I remember that and how sad people were. I mean, well, I guess it was kind of sad, but...
Wait, who?
I mean,
Princess Diana.
Oh.
You were like three. She was like three.
I remember that.
Kind of. I just remember it, like the whole world felt like the president died or something. Or like the Queen of England died or something.
I think I was...
Well, she was the daughter in law. She was the daughter-in-law of the Queen of England.
Not the same. She was divorced anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, she still did.
But I think because she tried to really do the best thing, you know, she really tried to do her best. So now the new princess is going to have to live up to her.
Which I'm sure she already will. She's hot.
Yeah.
People are so... I just can't see how someone like that can be so in charge of fashion of the world. I mean...
Who, Kate Middleton?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how that position could be like the middle of fashion and people want to follow just her.
I think she's just so beautiful and mm-hmm. the way she carried herself and, you know.
It's no different than like Jackie Kennedy. I mean, when you have a person who's in power.
I mean, Michelle Obama. People follow her.
But you don't see it in the paper with Michelle Obama like you do the princess.
I think you'd be surprised with Michelle Obama. There was a book just written about her and the importance of her style.
I saw the Obama. Oh, wait. About her fashion or the book The Obamas?
Excuse me, but I follow fashion and you're wrong.
That reminds me, have you guys seen the Geico commercial where the guy is on a diet?
Yeah.
And so he said the diet's expensive, so he just went down to the local middle school and hired the three most popular girls to talk to him when he eats.
Yeah. I love that.
No.
They show him eating a hamburger, and then these three girls come up behind him. They're like, ew, that is so gross. I can't believe you're eating that.
That's totally gross.
And then he puts it down.
And then he goes to take a bite, and he goes, yeah, I know it's gross. And they all have, like, cell phones in their hands, and they're, like, taking pictures of him, you know, and putting it on Facebook or whatever the kids do these days.
MySpace. Twitter.
So, you guys, James LaRoy is not here because he's in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't recorded in almost 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, because last week I was pretty much in Indiana the entire time for my family stuff.
And we just didn't have the time to, or make the time to actually record. We were going to do it last night, but then yesterday was the provider's birthday.
Happy birthday.
We celebrated that, and then I was like, well, I'm not going to get home until 7, and then we're going to go out to eat, and so I was like, let's do it a different day. So,
yeah, and we couldn't do it tomorrow because we're having fondue for Chicago's Restaurant Week.
Which I'm excited for. The other question, one question I had, if you go, do you have to get that menu?
Yes, for the $30.
Oh, but having dental work tomorrow, and I don't know if I'll be able to eat. So
no,
I might
have
just
to get
get like a cheese shake.
A cheese shake?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
I'll take nacho cheese with a straw, please.
Have you ever been to a fondue place?
Yeah, I know it's soft, but
no, those sauces are hot. So if you had a cup of that or a straw.
Oh, ouch.
Ouchie.
Well, I would have let it cool down. I'd put ice in it.
You could get some broth, maybe. But no, you don't have to get the Restaurant Week menu. It's just they give you three courses. So they bring an appetizer and entree and then a dessert probably.
Yeah, no, I think we're getting like a salad.
Yeah.
Then we get to pick which one we want of the
They give you
meat
options.
Sources. Mm-hmm. And then there's
the dessert.
The dessert fondue. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow I'm getting the first part of my crown done. And I'm going back to work after it. So I may not be able to chew or whatever. I don't know yet.
Well, at least fondue is pretty damn soft.
It is soft. I might not be able to eat the meat, but the bread, if they have bread, I can.
You might be able to eat the chicken.
The chicken.
I'm getting the fresh vegetables.
I'll take a potato dipped in broccoli cheddar soup. That's not an option. I'll take it.
What's the name of the place we're going to again?
Geisha's Cafe.
It sounds gay.
Geisha's Cafe.
Wait, it's downtown?
Yeah. Okay. So on West Armitage.
So we can... Wait. Remember that? Oh, we can't take the Armitage bus then, can we? It's 315 something.
304.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
So no Armitage bus.
No, I know Bradley said that we can take the Clark bus almost all the way there.
It's probably by the Brown Line or something. Or is it close to the lake?
I have no idea.
It's close to the zoo.
It's close to the zoo because I did ask.
Oh, so we can take Armitage.
Because I did ask.
Yeah.
I asked Brad if we were going to drive, and he goes, well, it is by
the
zoo. And there's
listeners are loving this.
This is
the
riveting.
Directions of Chicago. Speaking of that.
What? Oh my gosh.
February 19th was 1 year that I've been in Chicago.
Yay.
And I made it.
I know.
Barely.
It was hard. And you there was a few months. It was touch and go.
You have come so far.
I know.
Like, you know your way around.
I do. I know what buses to go to.
You studied that subway map in the bathroom.
Right.
You almost lasted a year single.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Those were the days. But no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm happy with what I got.
The shows are a little boring since you're no longer.
That's why we need to have Josh as a segment now, because he's the new free one.
Yeah,
I'm still
free as an option. Yeah, but you're
you're a girl.
But you're not a whore.
How do you know?
Ooh, I'm pretty sure we know.
Yeah,
I think you would bitch about the chafing.
My lips are so swollen. Oh. Not my upstairs lips.
Why do you think my name is Downtown Julie Brown on Grindr?
Oh, hey. I am no longer on those shows. I don't think I talked about that, but I am no longer on those apps. I deleted them from my phone. Which Waylon was like, wow, that's like super big.
Well, yeah, it's because for like the months previous, they're blowing up. Yep. They're blowing up. And you're like, what? I can still look. What? What? He is still. What? I can still look. And then, yeah, I took them off.
Well, one thing that helped me take them off of the phone was Tony would look at him and be like, so what are you doing here? I'm like, well, I just look, you know, and I talk to people if they talk to me. He's like, why? I'm like, that's a good question. Do you still have them on your phone?
Yeah, I don't use them very often.
Yeah. Well, I was rarely ever using them anyway, so
I usually just got rid of them. I usually only ever turn them on when I travel and you're bored. Mm-hmm.
And you want to see who's around?
Yeah, or like when I'm, you know, go back to Lafayette and when Bradley left, it's like, what else the fuck am I going to do in my family's living room? What gay people are near me?
Was there a lot?
Well, Purdue University was in session, so.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any hit-ups? Were they like, yo, dude?
Yes.
You want to bro it up?
Visit the gay fraternity? Actually, they don't have a house still.
No, and I know.
How does a gay fraternity not have a house?
Some of the fraternities don't have houses. They're still just organizations. But they did put on the annual Purdue drag queen show.
Yes, actually, that still goes on.
Did you ever see it?
Mm-hmm.
I went there for the first time 1 year, and I saw my web design teacher there, and I'm like, Petronio, hi. And he turned around. He was so embarrassed.
Was that his first name or last name?
Petronio.
Uh-huh.
His first name. He's Brazilian.
Oh, was he hot or old?
He is pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. Would you do him?
No.
Then that's not worth it. Of course, you would do some guys that I would never even look at, though.
Yeah.
I can point him out, though. I can point, oh. That's one for her.
Yep.
That's one for her. Yep. I take pictures on the bus or the train all the time. Look, Lauren, here's one for you.
That's funny. So. You know, the funny thing is I walked in the gym today and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of bears in here today.
Well, it is the first day of Lent. And yesterday was basically National Donut Day in Chicago.
Oh, the
For the Mardi Gras thing, right?
How do you say it?
Poochkies.
Puchies.
Puchies.
I thought those were actually bigger cakes, not just donuts, but they have like a huge cake too?
King cake.
No, right? No, that's king cake and all that in New Orleans. These are from Polish.
Oh, okay.
Background. They're basically, it's a donut, but it's not normal donut.
Mm-hmm.
The breading is actually made with a lot more fat, egg, sugar, because traditionally it was used to help get all of the bad stuff out of your house before Lent started. So you wouldn't have.
Oh, so that has to do with Lent, not Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Because they had, I mean, I know they're connected.
No, it's the same thing.
It's a donut.
Yeah. They're the same thing. Mardi Gras is Tuesday. Tuesday,
right?
Before Lent. And it's just traditionally, Catholic-wise, it's the day where you indulge because you're getting ready to give something up for 40
days.
Is that
what you call it? Fat Tuesday?
So the King's Cake is just a Mardi Gras thing in Louisiana, but it's not. Like,
It's not necessarily.
The donut thing has to do with Polish people.
Yeah.
It's a Polish tradition, and it's the same celebration, just like then the king cake. And then the tradition goes with king cake is that there's a little baby baked into it, and the person who gets the baby,
the Three Kings cake for Christmas for Latinos.
Yeah, and then what? And then when you get the baby, you host next year's Mardi Gras party.
See, with it's not Three Kings cake, it's.
Tres. Kings.
No. It's the word for donut in Spanish. It's not cake. It's
donut.
No. But anyway, there's several babies in baked in it. And if you get it, then you have to host a dinner like 7 or 8 days later, whatever the date is. And you're the person that hosts the dinner. Well, he got this huge cake and we're like cutting it. We didn't even eat all of it, but I've got like 4 Jesuses.
4 Jesuses.
Yes. But it was kind of good. It was kind of airy. But did you taste it? Yeah. Did you get to taste it?
Mm-hmm. I was just so craving a donut yesterday.
Did you have one?
No.
A putsch, putsch.
No. Because
did you first eat like a bite of one?
No. First of all, I don't leave my house very often because I work from home and all. So I wasn't going to walk to a bakery to stand in line.
There's one on the
smell
corner.
All oh, the that's stuff. Mexican, though. Yeah, I probably went to the Swedish bakery because I mm-hmm. bet you they had them. And they're more fattening than a regular donut.
Oh, they are.
And I looked, I forget what
I've
the,
never eaten
I
one.
Forget what the point content was when I looked it up, but it was so high.
53.
That I probably would not have been able to eat that day.
That would be your
I just
one
imagine
thing you eat that day.
Like some skinhead having a donut shop open and then the people go in there to get those donuts and they're dressed like Adolf Hitler's or something.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of see that happening for some reason.
Wait, first of all, you know, because Adolf wasn't Polish.
Well, I know, but there, I mean, it's a Polish thing, and then he took over Poland and all that shit, right? With the Jewish people there. I just see.
He also weird. Took over France and
well, he took over a lot of
stuff. Italy.
It's making me uncomfortable.
So we shouldn't hear this. We shouldn't listen to the song Burn, Baby, Burn.
Are your ancestors ghost hurting your insides?
Yeah. They're trying to protect me. That's Oi, weird. Why are they talking about it again?
Speaking about fatty foods, how are you doing on Weight Watchers?
I'm okay. I'm only down 2.3 pounds. I didn't weigh this week because I wasn't there, so I need to weigh.
Cool. How long have you been doing it?
Like officially working on it? Like 3 weeks. So.
What about you?
I'm at 14.
14?
In 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's good.
I was shocked that I actually lost some this last weekend. When I weighed in, I was prepared for a gain.
Because you were mm-hmm. away.
Oh, yeah. Because not only was I away, but my little brother was back from the Navy. And, of course, he has only been back, I think, twice in 12 years. So he asked for every fattening food that my mother has ever made. Mm. So we had basically chicken and dumplings with mashed potatoes and corn. They're the same noodles.
With it? Like it's all mixed together?
No. Oh, so I mix it together on my plate.
Oh, okay.
But we use the noodles like I made at Thanksgiving, which are really just dumplings, but smaller. And then I had like fried catfish twice, lots of cake, more wine than I can even. I think we drink 3 bottles a night between like 3 of us.
Red wine?
Red and white.
Pinot Noir?
I love Pinot Noir.
Okay, I read that Pinot Noir has, you know, red wine has antioxidants, and mm-hmm. I read that Pinot Noir has the highest amount of this one antioxidant that's supposed to help your aging process.
Oh, hot damn.
So you should drink it and rub it on your face?
It is one of my favorite.
Yeah,
I don't need any more. I don't need any more red on my face.
Just get in the bathtub and just go under and just suck it all down and
absorb
then spit it out.
But then you wouldn't know when you're leaking, though, then.
Mm.
Because that's a lot of red in the water.
Waylon, really? You had to go there. Which brings us to period talk. Send your period talk questions to...
JamesLeroyFM@gmail.com.
And James Leroy will answer them for you.
So I do love the fact that not only has Ricky been here a year, but you... had period talk at the same yogurt place mm-hmm. where James Leroy and I had period talk with you the first time I met you.
Yeah.
And it's the first day.
And it was like, the
first day that Ricky was here, mm-hmm. we all had pizza. And then we went to frozen yogurt.
With Tom and Terry.
And we sat, me and Waylon and Brad sat in
for like,
the yogurt
seemed like
place.
Hours.
Yeah. And we talked about periods. Mm-hmm. And then last week, what is that?
It's the
microphone. Shit.
You're giving me a free massage.
No. The provider does that.
And then,
Okay, Adele.
Anyway, so Ricky and Josh and I were at the same yogurt place last week,
mm-hmm.
and Josh asked me, "Don't you?" He said something like, What if you like pee during sex or something, or he doesn't realize that there's different areas down there for different events to occur?
And he thought when a guy comes in a girl, it just rots inside of her.
What?
Yeah, he thought that if you didn't douche, that it just rots inside of you.
Because he kept asking me, like, how often do you douche? I'm like, never. Girls are self-cleaning, honestly. And then he's like, he thinks that girls urinate out of their vaginal opening. And I said, no, that is incorrect. We have urethras too.
And then he goes, ew.
You should have seen his face. It was like, it was like he saw a bloody ghost in front of him.
When's his birthday?
April 9th.
Okay, I've got a present for him. I was going to buy it for a friend once, and I still have the link, but it's a large adult coloring book of vaginas.
Oh my God, gross.
But it's like, I think like it's almost like an anatomy of the vagina coloring book.
Can we do that at like our birthday dinner? Like the big one that we have?
Yes.
And give it to him.
We need to teach him.
And we need to be in the middle of the room of wherever we are.
Wait.
No